Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Humboldt County investigators have unearthed another pot farm, this one in Dinsmore. Police used a search warrant on Burr Valley Road and detained two men while they searched the property. They found greenhouses and outdoor farms and collected more than 2,000 marijuana plants. They also found 11 pounds of processed marijuana, scales, packaging, a handgun, and two rifles, and about $3,000 in cash. They arrested Taylor Owen Lefebvre, 30 years old, from McKinleyville, and Bruce Allen Ryle, 30. They arrested Taylor Owen Lefebvre, 30 years old, from McKinleyville, and Bruce Allen Ryle, 53, from Bakersfield, both detained while deputies searched the property. Both were arrested for possession and sale of marijuana, and they were booked, and bail was set at $75,000. If someone calls your phone and claims to be an IRS agent and you owe them money, beware. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office says that someone is using that ruse to scam you. They say that within the last week, people have been complaining of phone calls from those purporting to be IRS agents. They try to get the would-be victims to buy a money order or cashier's check, but nobody is falling for it. Be wary that scammers use fake names, may even know the last four numbers of your Social Security ID, and also use fake caller IDs. Your best advice is to say no, no thank you, and hang up. The Eureka Police Department has gotten its helpful citizens mixed up. On Monday, a Eureka officer was attempting to take 23-year-old Jason Gower into custody on F Street and call for help to subdue the struggling Gower. A man walking past came to assist the officer by sitting on Gower's legs until he was handcuffed and until a second officer reached the scene. That man was Mark Stenke of Eureka, who was originally identified as Jonathan Henning. Henning was a witness in a separate incident involving Eureka police, but Chief Andy Mills said that despite that mix-up, it truly does take a whole community to police the city. On Wednesday, the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office issued a statement regarding the death of a jail inmate in the early morning hours. The inmate, now identified as 55-year-old Stephen Newroth of Ukiah, was found unconscious and not breathing in his cell. Despite immediate life-saving efforts, Newroth was pronounced dead at the hospital. He'd been arrested on Tuesday for being under the influence of a controlled substance by Willits police. The cause of Newroth's death has yet to be determined, and an autopsy and toxicology screening have been scheduled. Sheriff Mike Downey will honor two sheriff's deputies and one correctional officer for their life-saving efforts at a ceremony on Monday. Deputies Cyrus Silva and Seth Crosswhite will be honored for their efforts that saved the life of a 71-year-old King Salmon resident, Ted Cooper, on April 10th. Cooper was in between the dock and a boat named Lola and was barely keeping himself above water by clinging to a buoy rope in the bay. The deputies were able to get a rope around Cooper's upper chest and pull him out of the water to begin first aid. Senior Correctional Officer Todd Arnold will be honored for his efforts that saved the life of a 62-year-old wheelchair-bound jail inmate who was choking on a hot dog. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It was a very little surprise to many when College of the Redwoods announced that Community Stadium would be closed due to structural deficiencies last week. It was not the only building on campus that needs upgrades or serious maintenance and repairs, as President Kathy Smith outlined on Talk Shop on Thursday.
When you put together the bond measure back in 2004 and took inventory of what needed to be done, we didn't have some of these problems. What we're concentrating on now are life safety issues and compliance issues and just making sure that we meet our ADA requirements and we replace all the old carpet that people might trip on and that we get all of the safety issues completed.
In addition to needed maintenance, other buildings on campus remain vacant or unused due to state law.
According to the law, the statutes, community colleges are part of the K-14 system. The requirements for seismic issues construction of a building are more strict for K-14 than they are for university. So those buildings could be used. They can be used by private businesses, and we can have offices in some of them, but we can't require students to go into there.
Smith specifically mentioned the old physical sciences building and the old library as facilities that could be repurposed and remain in use. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.